home early. Sweetheart?
Hey, there you are, beautiful. Now, how's the best partner on Earth doing on this lovely evening? I'm glad. I know you really needed to rest today and refresh from all the work your boss keeps dumping on your ass. My day was okay. But it's much better now that I'm home with you. Not too much happened, aside from the usual gossip and bullshit of managers attempting to piggyback off the projects they assign. It was fairly uneventful. No, it's okay, sweetheart. You didn't do anything wrong. If anything, having you to come home to does a world of good for me. No matter what happens out there, you always bring a smile to my face at the end of the day. Come here. By the way, I thought you were going to spend your day off with self-care, TLC, and laziness. I see an extra glow in your cheeks, and you're in one of my shirts. But, what happened to takeout? Aw, you still wanted to make us dinner. Well, what is it? It's hard to see through the pot lids. You made chicken parm? Fucking color me impressed. Can I taste it yet? Okay, I'll be patient. God. I really don't deserve you, you know. Come here. Give me a hug, babe. You are beyond perfect, my love. Magnificent. Perfect. Irreplaceable. Thank you so much for making us dinner tonight, sweetheart. I know we haven't had much time to ourselves with work keeping us busy, so I really appreciate this. I love you so much, and I'm so glad that you're mine. And I have the perfect way to show how thankful I am to you and all that you do for me. You'll see in just a second. I'm gonna stand behind you while you keep doing your thing, okay? What? I'm not teasing. I'm just giving my lovely partner some well-deserved affection for being so perfect. Starting with your favorite neck kisses. Oh, God, baby. What would I do without you? You finally get a day off. Have the whole day to relax and unwind. And you still decide to make dinner for us. And you smell So good from your little spa day. And your skin. So soft and warm in my hands. I want to savor this body and all the amazing things it can do. You're right, this isn't a normal thank you. But it's my special way of appreciating the most important person in my life. I have to do more than just say thank you. Help clean up and kiss you till my lips are all sore, baby. You deserve to be loved, ravished, and serviced like the perfect angel that you are. My angel. I wonder if you're getting wet just thinking about all the things you want me to do to you tonight. Oh, you want me to disregard this delicious meal you've been making? Take you right against the counter and make you come over and over and over until I'm holding you up for support. Is that right? Aw, is the anticipation driving you wild? Is that the reason you're swaying against me and squeezing your thighs together right now? I know you only do that when you're getting worked up. Let's check then, shall we? Oh, fuck. You're soaking through these fucking panties, baby. Did my words affect you that much? Did the stimulation from these soft, sexy thighs get you pent up? You missed me. Or was that your plan all along? For me to get you like this? Cheeks hot from the stove, and my words in your ears, wearing just my shirt and underwear, trying to be so good by making us dinner, and you can't help but get fucking needy for me. What is it, gorgeous? What are all the pleases for? Use your words, or you can't get what you want. You know that. No matter how good you've been today, you still have to answer to me properly. Oh, honey, I'd love to. But don't you think we're cutting it a bit close? We are still in the kitchen, and dinner isn't even ready yet. We don't want to create too big of a mess before we get to eat. Or get so distracted we cause a fire. How about this? We'll save that hard fuck you so desperately crave for after dinner. And I give you an appetizer instead. You'll see. How long until everything's done? Great. Set the baking timer for me? Don't worry about who, what, when, where, why, and how, sweetness. Just let me pleasure you. I want my partner to enjoy themselves while we wait for these incredible dishes to finish. We need a break every now and then to just feel good without any obligation. Other than being good for me, that is. And it's such a convenience you don't like wearing pants around the house. Less work for me to reach that sweet pussy of yours. What are you waiting for then, babe? Turn it on, or we can't get started. Now, let's pull these pretty panties down and shimmy that shirt off. And I'll move you to this side of the counter. The apron. I think you should keep it on. I mean, you look fucking amazing wearing just that, and I know how much of a mess you like to make. Jesus. Look at you, my beautiful baby, in all of your lustful glory, leaning against our kitchen counter in nothing but that beautiful little apron I bought for you. I usually love lapping up all your sweet, delicious juices, but I kind of want to see this stunning face twist in pleasure while I fuck the shit out of you with my fingers. I want to see every little reaction you make while I take you. Tonight, I want all of your pleasure in my hands, right where it fucking belongs. And I don't want to miss a single bit of it. Fuck, baby. Oh, I barely touched you and you're already soaking my fucking fingers. And this fucking clit's already swollen. Have I been in your fucking mind all day? Or did you play with yourself while I was fucking gone? No, it's perfectly fine that you did. That's nothing to get mad over. In fact, I find it incredibly fucking hot that you couldn't wait for me to do this to you. Were you still in the bath while you did it? Using one of your waterproof toys between your thighs to take the edge off? Did you satisfy yourself just enough for me to get home and finish taking care of you myself? Oh, I bet that's why you were squirming against me as soon as I got through the fucking door. Oh, you're gonna have to be a little louder, darling. I can't really hear you through all of those sexy fucking whimpers. That's what I fucking thought. Oh, I'm really gonna have to work hard for your next orgasm then. It won't be enough for me to just tease these lips, will it? Not even one of my fingers circling your clit. Make it nice and hard for me again. Oh, fuck, baby. I've barely started and you're moaning so fucking pretty for me. Oh, lean against my chest, baby. Tilt your fucking head against me. Oh, come here. Relax and enjoy everything you're feeling, sweetheart. Feel my lips roaming down your neck. My teeth grazing your fucking skin. My free hand massaging your chest and playing with your nipples. Maybe slip a finger or two inside you while I rub and pinch this sensitive bud in my hand. Oh, yeah, that's it, beautiful. Oh, I love it when I tease you like this. Mixing the pain and the pleasure so well that all you fucking want is more. Oh, fuck, you're clenching so fucking tight around my fucking fingers. Oh, baby, are you getting close already? Do I have to slow down? Don't worry, baby. I won't. Not yet, anyways. I want to really coax it the fuck out of you. I want to get you so fucking worked up, so sensitive and over fucking stimulated that we both feel your heart banging through your fucking chest. And then when you're at the brink of fucking coming and you can't take it anymore, I want to see your fucking face when you come so hard you'll scream and see fucking stars. Oh, you like the sound of that, don't you, huh? Being teased to no end and edged with no control over your fucking orgasm? Oh, yeah? How far do you want me to fucking push you, baby? Oh, you already feel so fucking tight around my fucking fingers. Oh, I don't know how much more you can take. Oh, don't be like that, no, love. You weren't this shy when you asked me to fuck you against the counter earlier, remember? Oh, fine then. I'll just slide out my fingers and grab your fucking chin to make you look at me and tell me what you fucking want. Answer me. Do you want more? Do you want me to bring you back to the edge and keep you there until I let you ball? Good. See how much more you can get when you ask for it? Oh, don't worry about me, sweetheart. I've got everything I need right in my hands. Right now, this is all about you and your pleasure. But before we get back to that, we need to address this little behavior issue with you. Oh, fuck, you weren't ready for that, were you, baby? Getting spanked right on your sensitive fucking clit. How does it feel, baby? Does it feel good for you? Like lightning shooting through your fucking body? This may be fun for you, but take note. This is not for answering me. Closed mouths don't get fed. Silence won't get you more of anything. Do you fucking understand me? That's fucking right. Oh, you moan so fucking pretty for me. I can feel your fucking body quaking against me, shaking like a leaf from these fucking squats against your fucking pussy. Oh, that's right. You can take it. You can fucking take it all fucking day. Oh, I know it feels fucking good, baby. But don't you dare fucking come yet. Just keep gasping and whispering for me while I spank and spank this beautiful swollen clit more. Oh, was that a fucking growl I just fucking heard? Oh no, I fucking love it. But have patience, sweetheart. Or I'll have to make you wait even longer to fucking come. Oh, and by then you'll be so lost in pain and pleasure to protest. Oh, and when I finally take you to the brink of fucking release, I'll stop again. How about I ease off a little bit so you can focus more? I'll just rub these pussy lips to help you calm down a bit more. No, of course we're not done yet. This is so you can learn to be more patient. You know, I wasn't kidding about edging you until you couldn't take it. And since you're just so eager tonight, that might just be the case. I'll make you wait until you're desperate and begging to have it. But the faster you learn your lesson, baby, the quicker and harder I make you come. Do you understand? Good. For now, just feel me slowly caressing these folds. And avoid your oh-so-sensitive clit. You see how much more pleasure you can feel when you're obedient? Oh, no, sweetheart. I know you want to come. But it's so much easier to hold out I'm avoiding your clit, right? Enjoy these soft touches while you can. Because I'm going to build you up again and make you come the hardest you fucking ever have before. Oh, what was that, sweetheart? You want more of what? Oh, you want me to put my fingers back inside you? You want my fingers to press on that little spot that makes your legs buckle? Come on. Isn't please, darling. Use your words. Ask me properly so that I know how you fucking like it. That's much fucking better. And since you're starting to fucking listen and be obedient again, how about I slide these fingers back in this pretty fucking hole and rub that special spot for you? Fuck, there it is. That's it. Lean against me and squirm while I massage these fucking walls and buck into you with my fingers. Oh, listen to you. Oh, you're taking me so fucking well, baby. Oh, I love how I'm the only one who can make you fucking feel like this. So sensitive. So overstimulated. But you haven't even come once since I've been home. That built-up pleasure is almost too fucking much for you. Yet, you're being so good for me, and waiting until I let you come. And it'll all be fucking worth it when I have you screaming and coming around my fucking fingers. Alright. I think I've made you wait long enough. I want to give you that relief that you've been craving. So no more teasing. You ready for it, baby? Lay down on top of the counter. I'm gonna fucking taste that pussy right fucking now. I love how fucking delicious you taste, baby. Fuck yeah. Grind on my fucking face. Buck and writhe on my fingers. And my tongue. Let those growls and moans go, baby. Scream my fucking name. Let the neighbors know it's making you feel like this in our kitchen fucking counter. Fuck my face, put your hands in my hair and smother between your fucking thighs while I suck on your swollen fucking clit. You ready to see stars for me, angel? You ready to get melted in this fucking pleasure? Feel how close you are. Oh, come on, let go from me. Push me deeper. I need you to come over my fucking face. Make your juices soak my fucking chin, you slut. Be good for me. I'm calling my tongue and fingers. Oh, baby, please come for me. Oh, please, please, please come. You've been so fucking amazing. You deserve it. Come for me. Come for me right fucking now. I'm just gonna bury myself inside your fucking cum. Oh, baby. Yeah. Oh shit, I think the food's done. And there. Everything is resting away from the stove, and the eyes are turned off. Now come back into my arms and catch your breath with me for a bit. Oh, that's it. Just breathe with me and come down from that high. Oh, you did so well for me, baby. I love making you feel good like this. Watching you as you enjoy every moment. What a lucky day for me. I got to give the love of my life one of the hardest orgasms ever felt. And I got a treat before dinner. Thank you again for tonight, my love. And I really appreciate you so much trusting me like this. I don't take it or your pleasure for fucking granted. I know you've never been edged that much before, but I'm really happy that you enjoyed it. Because I savored every torturous second of it. Well, aren't you just the sweetest? We can take care of my excitement after dinner, however you'd like. Oh, no, I am definitely not done with you tonight. You willingly partook in my borderline sexual torture, so it's only fair I let you do the same. You were the appetizer. We will eat and enjoy your delicious-looking main course, and I will be your dessert. You can edge me, mark me, rough me up, make me come, or don't. It's all up to you. Sounds like a plan. Now, let's hydrate and fuel up before round two. I'm hoping we'll come several times before the sun comes up. But that's up for you to decide. Shall we? Great. Now you get dressed and I'll grab us some plates and silverware. After I kiss you again. Mm-hmm.